From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Congressional Budget Office has re-estimated the impact of the Affordable Care Act on the labor force. As NPR's Julie Robner explains, there's a lot of confusion about a projection the law will decrease full-time employment by 2.5 million people by 2023.
In its annual budget outlook, the CBO updated estimates it made 4 years ago about how the health law would affect the workforce. The new estimate shows a much larger impact than the earlier one, but it's not, as many Republicans claim, mostly a matter of the law prompting employers to stop hiring or even fire workers. Rather, the CBO says, the vast majority of the labor reduction will be people deciding not to work or to work less. That's because they either have health insurance for the first time or have insurance subsidies that would be reduced or lost if they worked and earned more. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has given its final okay to a massive farm bill, which, among other things, will trim food stamp programs, expand federal crop insurance, and end direct subsidies to farmers. 68-32 vote sending the $1 trillion measure on to President Obama for his signature. Passage of the bill more than a year overdue came after congressional negotiators are finally able to reach agreement on the size of the cuts. A bipartisan group of lawmakers calls for reform of dragnet surveillance programs. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the House Judiciary Committee says the U.S. phone record collection could expire if the Obama administration doesn't move to fix it.
Wisconsin Republican James Sensenbrenner helped write the surveillance law after 9/11. Now he says the law has been bent out of shape to allow the NSA to gather metadata for billions of American phone records.
Congress never did intend to allow bulk collections when it passed Section 215. And no fair reading of the text would allow for this program.
About 130 lawmakers, Republicans and Democrats, now support tightening that part of the law to require more targeted collection of American data. But Deputy Attorney General Jim Cole says the Justice Department doesn't know whether it will back those changes. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama today unveiled a new $750 million program aimed at getting more of the nation's schools wired with high-speed internet. Speaking at a Maryland middle school, Mr. Obama said it's time to close the technology gap in the classroom.
Only around 30% of our students have true high-speed internet in the classroom. In countries like South Korea, that's 100%. Now, we shouldn't give that kind of competitive advantage over to other countries. We want to make sure our young people have the same advantages that some child in South Korea has right now.
The president's goal is having 99% of the nation's school students able to access high-speed internet within 5 years. On Wall Street today, stocks bounced back a bit after yesterday's rout. The Dow was up 72 points. The S&P 500 gained 13 points. You're listening to NPR. U.S. terrorism experts say there are a number of specific threats aimed at the Winter Olympics, which got underway this week in Sochi, Russia. Matthew Olson, head of the National Counterterrorism Center, telling congressional lawmakers the gravest threat appears to come from the Caucasus region, where threats have been made to attack the Games. However, given the tight security in place, the Winter Olympics, Olson says the threats are more likely to be carried out in venues outside the Games. Reggae star William Clark has died. NPR's Netta Ulby reports he was better known as Bunny Ruggs and was for some 40 years the lead singer of the Jamaican band Third World.
One of the group's biggest hits was about a Jamaican deacon and freedom fighter who was executed by British colonists in 1865. "96 Degrees in the Shade" was a hit in the U.S. and the U.K. It was one of a handful of international hits the group recorded for Island Records. Bunny Ruggs sang on every Third World album but the first one, and he's credited with helping to craft the group's accessible blend of pop, soul, and reggae. William Bunny Ruggs Clark died Sunday of leukemia at his home in Orlando, Florida. He was 65 years old. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.
The proposed ballot initiative could cut California's public pension benefits, potentially serving as a model for other states. However, the measure's apparently stalled as Democrats fight over the proposal. Chuck Reed, the Democratic mayor of San Jose, has been seeking to place a sweeping pension reform measure on the November ballot. However, it has been opposed in some quarters. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for